answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
With week three of the war underway, certainly no evidence here that Iran is running low on firepower, launching one of the heaviest waves of missile strikes in a 24-hour period since fighting began. In the early hours, air raid sirens rang out across Tel Aviv, a familiar sound, but with a frequency and intensity we haven't seen for days, with multiple waves aimed across Israel. Some getting through one of the most advanced air defenses in the world. Despite 2 weeks of relentless airstrikes, Iran has withstood the might of U.S. and Israeli firepower.
They have, and yet they have taken heavy damage and casualties. That is a fact, but that is not what the leftist legacy media want to point out. They want to say they're still there fighting. We knew they would still be there fighting to some extent. They're going to fight to the last dead man, and they don't care if they die in the process of fighting. I cannot stress to you enough the difference in our moral approach to war versus theirs. If we had wanted to wipe out Iran in its entirety, it would have been leveled. But we go after military targets, and sometimes they're stationed inside civilian areas, so it's very difficult. But we continue to go after them the best we can. Iran does not care. They send a ballistic missile up into the sky, and where it falls in Israel, they don't care. And, of course, the drones that they've been expediting and getting more in action, one-way suicide drones, and again, they do not care the target. We are trying to be precise and carry it out on the best moral ground you can in a war, as is Israel. But the leftists and the legacy media are beginning to pound the drum. Well, look, we should have been done by now. I thought we were going to wrap this up right away. Trump does have some comments on that, and I've got some as well, as you might expect. Welcome to hour number one, Larry Connors, USA, March 16, 2026. And I remind you, with Larry Connors, USA, you are going to get news, analysis, opinion, and education. You will leave this hour with more information than you have right now. We guarantee it. We're here every Monday through Friday for you from 6 to 8 p.m. There is a change for tomorrow, by the way. Jamie Allman will be off the noon hour tomorrow, taking some time, well-deserved, from his three-martini lunch. So we will be airing tomorrow at noon for you. You can join us for a couple of shots of Jack right at noontime. That's tomorrow. Spread the word. But all of us here at News Talk STL want to keep you posted on the events around the world and right in your backyard. That's what we do better than anyone in town. Live, local, conservative. No big corporate media running us. No George Soros money being pumped in. We're here for you. And for that, we thank our sponsors, carrying a large burden and helping out. In our next hour, the TSA and your plane travel for the summer. We're not quite there, but we are seeing signs that Congress, Democrats, continue want to foul things up. They do not want to approve funding for TSA agents. And some of them have reached a breakpoint. They've got to support their families. They're walking away from the job. That means fewer agents are available, longer lines it will take to process you on your flight. You're being told now you might have to arrive up to 4 hours early for any flight. Hell, your flight might be half that distance in time, but you're going to have to be there 4 hours early to go through the check-in line. And that is assuming some of the airlines don't start pulling flights because they cannot stay on schedule. It lies at the floor, the door of the Democrats. They would try to spread the blame. But these items they'd already agreed to. But then they decided, well, we want to hold up all funding for ICE, and within that would be TSA. National security at stake with TSA. Where do you think their real interests lie? I don't see it with the American public. None of they're willing to put that in jeopardy. That'll be more in the next hour. Later this hour, critics are complaining, yelling from the highest rooftop they can climb. Trump has no plan. He's going to get us into a Vietnam-Afghanistan quagmire. And, of course, we do have plans, as announced by CENTCOM the other day, to send another 4,000 to 5,000 U.S. Marines into the area. That does not mean we're going to be invading. It does not mean they're going to be boots on the ground. But there are other operations they could supplement. But it is a show of force. And, of course, we had this tragedy last week, a KC-135 tanker crashing during a refueling, apparently involving another KC-135. Six on board the KC-135, one of them went down, all perished. Investigation underway on the other, and the tail rudder severely damaged. So obviously there had to be contact between the two planes. And they're flying normally at something like 500 miles an hour. Very little room for mistakes. As well trained as they are, that can happen. And of course, we have the issue with the Strait of Hormuz. You know, the Strait of Hormuz, where all this oil goes through, that Iran wants to take control of and trying to blockade with mines, what we have not seen evidence they've been successful. There is one point in the Strait of Hormuz making a turn that's maybe 2 miles wide. That is extremely close for ships passing one way or the other, especially if there is oncoming traffic. And the word we're getting today, while Trump is trying to say we need to beef up what we can in that area, and we're willing to provide some escort ships, Australia and Japan are rejecting his call for any of their warships in the Strait of Hormuz, saying they do not plan to join those military operations. And the war continues.
The front line of that fight right now, the Strait of Hormuz, a strategic but narrow waterway off the coast of Iran through which 20% of the world's oil and gas is shipped. The presence of two U.S. aircraft carriers, a dozen or more destroyers, and hundreds of combat aircraft have failed to break Iran's chokehold on that key transit route. Even after punishing U.S. airstrikes on military assets on Karg Island, an economic lifeline that manages roughly 90% of Iran's crude exports. And now, the deployment of thousands more U.S. troops, including roughly 2,200 Marines, specifically trained and equipped for the kind of fighting on sea and land that can't be done from 30,000 feet.
And that's a big difference. Things had to be done at ground level. But again, I will reinforce with you, I do not want U.S. boots on the ground in Iran as an invasion force. They're going in for limited action in and out, and especially with Israeli troops. I'd be more in favor of it. But again, I don't have all the plans, nor should I. No one should except those carrying out the orders and the commands. But we do know this. Iran has been trying to blackmail countries. If you want to get through the Strait of Hormuz without being attacked, you're going to have to deal with us. Our National Economic Director, Kevin Hassett, on Face the Nation.
First of all, you have to understand that America is not going to have its economy harmed by what the Iranians are doing. The bottom line is that in the 70s, we didn't produce much oil, but now we do. And so America's in a very strong position. They think that they're going to harm the U.S. economy and get President Trump to back down. There couldn't be anything that was a stupider thing to say, because the bottom line is that our economy has got all this momentum in the world, and we've got lots and lots of oil. We have lots of trading partners that are more on the hook from imported oil from these guys. And as we can see, it's completely unacceptable that a government that would, you know, murder 40,000 of their people just a few months ago would be blackmailing countries to let stuff through. President Trump thinks that is unacceptable. Yeah. And for the global economy, we need to fix it, and we're going to fix it fast.
Yeah, fix it fast. And in fact, President Trump warns, and I love his remark because, you know, this is the way we start every program. He says the U.S. is locked and loaded to destroy Iran's crown jewel if we want. We hit Karg Island over the weekend. That is where they have their major oil shipment locations. Supposedly, we did not really destroy the refinery so much as the ports, but it made it very clear, and it was a massive blast. But again, back to the U.S. Marines, 2,500 to 5,000, an amphibious craft going with them into that area. Former vet and now Texas Congressman Dan Crenshaw.
I don't think people should take that as a boots-on-the-ground deployment, especially with only 5,000 troops. These type of units are you know, they could be for evacuating American citizens out of Gulf allied countries. They could be for a number of things. So I take it as a seriousness of committing to the situation, which is exactly what is needed.
So obviously, Larry, Congressman Crenshaw, they're being a bit cautious, saying this shouldn't be seen as a boots on the ground deployment. But as I said, you know, many lawmakers remain concerned the longer this conflict drags on.
Of course they are. But one thing he did mention, going in to help evacuate Americans. If you recall, at Abbey Gate, we were in the process of helping evacuate Afghans and American personnel from Afghanistan as the Taliban was taking over again. It's still a very dangerous mission, as you well know. The death of the Freedom 13, including Corporal Jared Schmidt, one of those killed at Abbey Gate in a suicide bombing. In the meantime, leftists and legacy media love to push the fact, or they claim a fact, that Trump is getting us into another Vietnam, another Afghanistan. Listen to the report as the New York Times editorial board said it.
The paper argues battling on would put more American lives at risk, accelerate the financial costs, and risk further fraying alliances. Or Trump can begin to pull back, even though most of his objectives, including assuring that Iran never again possesses the capability to produce a nuclear weapon, are not yet met. The paper continues, if Mr. Trump leaves now, the stockpile of near-bomb-grade nuclear fuel that is at the heart of fears that Iran could manufacture 10 or more nuclear weapons would remain inside Iranian territory, within reach of a wounded Iranian government that may be more motivated than ever to turn that fuel into weapons.
That has to be considered. And that is the New York Times take on that we may not be really in control yet. Well, of course, we welcome the participation of other countries who have a stake in this, but do they want to get their hands dirty and bloody? They, in many cases, don't. They want us to do it all for them. And then they want to come in and scoop up what they can. Mike Waltz, our U.S. ambassador to the U.N., says we would welcome participation of these other countries, but in the meantime, our military will continue to destroy Iran.
I think there's an important point that's getting, you know, kind of missed in the conversation, and that 80% of the oil coming out of the Gulf heads to Asia. Only about 7-8% heads to the Western Hemisphere. And thank God for President Trump's energy dominance agenda. Everything from opening up ANWR, new pipeline in Alaska, incentivizing fracking, what we're going to see come out of Venezuela and Guyana in the coming months and years. This is why we have to be energy independent. And I have to just say, it's a little rich coming from the progressive left, yeah, who has literally been at war against oil. And literally, we're putting policies in place to drive up the price of oil in order to force Americans to buy EVs and go to wind and solar, are now suddenly celebrating it or decrying the lack of it.
He's right on point. The hypocrisy stinks to high heaven. They don't want you to be able to use oil and gas. You need to go back to the Stone Age, basically back to the way they do in Iran. Get yourself a camel or a donkey and move about as you will. And Joe Biden stole from our emergency energy supplies to boost the prices, lower them, I should say, while he was president, so he could look better in the eyes as they approached elections. And if we would get help from these other countries, and China, correction, not China, Japan, and Australia, as I said, they apparently do not want to get involved in anything at the Strait of Hormuz. That's going to affect them. Are they just really going to walk away and say, hopefully you guys can take care of it? In the meantime, the Iranian foreign minister is insisting that the new supreme leader is in perfect health. Despite wide rumors he's severely injured, Trump said he might even be dead. And there are reports and rumors spreading that he had to have a leg amputated. And this, which is so taboo inside the Ayatollah's regime, rumors spreading that his son is a homosexual. Fact or fiction, I don't care. California Senator Adam Schiff among those shouting that Trump has no clear planning. We have more on that story coming up in the second segment. And before the hour is out, the story behind the story. My flight aboard a KC-135 tanker out of Scott Air Force Base. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Another day, must be another roofer in town. John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing. And the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. You should know that when I endorse Wellington Environmental, it's because I believe and know they will do you right. Wellington takes pride in providing homeowners and businesses whatever they need. You need some dustless blasting? They will take care of that. You need some mold radiation? They can do that. They take pride in training their team to perform multiple services and having the equipment ready to get jobs finished. That's important to you. You make just one call, and you call a company that's been around for more than 35 years with more than 45 technicians in the field. Most of you know finding good workers, then having them show up on time could be difficult. Not for Wellington Environmental. They're there at the designated time, ready to go. Check them out to see what they could do for you. Dustless blasting or anything else you need. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington. Finally, March, the season of fresh starts, more daylight, more energy. A perfect time to take a fresh look at your home. Your windows or doors are outdated and efficient? Check with Renewal by Anderson. From your first design consultation through final installation, every detail is handled by one experienced, dedicated team. Clear communication, precise craftsmanship. Renewal by Anderson windows built with our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl. And right now, during our March savings event, take $400 off every window, $800 off every door, and get a free upgrade to Smart Sun Glass. No money down, no payments, no interest for 12 months. But this ends March 31st. Call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS, or visit rbastl.com. rbastl.com. Superior products, exceptional service. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for Our Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Got a black magic woman.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
This is a war that didn't have a clear justification. There was no clearly defined mission. The American public did not. There was no national consensus of this, and there was no exit strategy. So it's sort of now like that Tanya Tucker song. It's a little too late to do the right thing now. And so, really, I think the question is, what do you do now? I think that it is still possible for Donald Trump and for America to get out of there. It would obviously be embarrassing. There obviously will be some consequences. But let's compare it to the other options, which I think are to stay. Then we have to ask ourselves, what are we really there for? Is it regime change that we're after?
No.
Is it an unconditional surrender? I mean, these are religious zealots who just, the leader of the country just had his father assassinated, let's say, from his standpoint, maybe the former. Are they going to give up? Are they going to be willing to just negotiate with Donald Trump? I think he sees the world very much as a negotiator. They are now fighting just for survival. That is how they define success and victory, is from survival. And so I just think there is a big threat if we stay and try to accomplish this mission, which, by the way, we never really bought into, of a quagmire developing and just getting sucked into yet another Middle Eastern war that goes on and on.
This is the kind of pablum you get from the leftist. And of course, Trump has said, I do not want war. I want peace. Trump has done everything he can to bring peace to the Middle East prior to these latest developments. In his first term, his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, and others worked with the Abraham Peace Accords to bring all the Middle East nations together and quit fighting amongst each other, and, of course, Israel. But Israel wanted no part of it, and some of the other nations didn't either. So they looked for an opportunity to blow it up, which they did. And where in all of that nonsense you heard from the LA Times opinion writer was the concern about nuclear weapons? You've got some on the left that say, look, they might not have these in 5 or 6 months like we've been told. Our intel has been wrong. It could be 5 years. It might well be 5 years. I don't want to give them the opportunity of 5 years to develop nuclear weapons. I don't know that I would be here, nor you, but I think my children and grandchildren and yours will be here. Trump is not Obama. He doesn't draw a line in the sand and say, let me back up and draw another line for you. But, of course, the left is going to fight it tooth and nail. I'd mentioned earlier the Strait of Hormuz is a critical choke point. And we've been trying to rally support from other countries to help us out. And no countries have yet committed to sending warships into that waterway, which Iran claims is operating under special conditions. In other words, we will let your oil and gas through if you work with us. On the ground around the area, hundreds of thousands have been evacuated from southern Lebanon. Israel expanding limited ground operations. Oil prices, of course, are spiking again. They're going to do that up and down on this. And speaking about no help from other countries, Trump is bemoaning our allies who've rebuffed his demands to send warships to help escort tankers through the strait. He said numerous countries had told me they're on the way, but he didn't name any. He said some are very enthusiastic, some aren't. Some we've helped for many years, but they're not doing anything. I told you earlier that Japan and Australia are saying they will not support ships going through the Strait of Hormuz. Trump also said, I was pretty sure a lot of American allies would not come to our support. That lukewarm attitude suggests they're willing to let Iran have a nuclear weapon. California Senator Schiff.
I don't think the president has really leveled with the American people, first by promising the American people he wouldn't bring us into another foreign war, then being unwilling to tell us what the real cost of this war are going to be. And we still don't hear from the secretary, don't hear from the president what the real cost of this will be, how long it will go on. Already we've spent billions and billions of dollars, and more significant, we've lost 13 service members as a result of the war. And we still haven't heard a clear articulation of why we're at war. What was the imminent threat we were facing? They've said it was a nuclear threat, but the intelligence doesn't back that up. They said it was a threat of being hit in the United States by ballistic missiles. That is years and years away. They want regime change, but then they say they don't want regime change. And when you ask how long this war is going to go on, the secretary can't tell you, the president won't tell you, and it's because not having a clear object in mind when we began this war, it makes it very difficult to tell when its objectives have been accomplished. This is why I think the president was so vague with you when he wouldn't describe to you what kind of a deal is he looking for with Iran, because it just isn't clear. And now there's the prospect with the 31st Marine Expeditionary Force going to the region that we have boots on the ground. And I don't think they've leveled with us about that either. So I don't think the war is worth the costs, and it has already unleashed a lot of things that should have been foreseen, like the closing of the strait, like Iran's attack on its neighbors. But it's not clear that the president had a plan for any of this.
Of course he knew about that. Of course he knew the possibility was there. Adam Schiff is an idiot, period. But he's got enough lackeys around him that will start replicating what he says without any real knowledge. I do not want U.S. boots on the ground in Iran as an invasion force. Adam Schiff doesn't either. So there I have to admit we agree. But I do think that we have a very clear, defined concern with Iran. Nuclear weapons, be they tomorrow or the next day. Energy Secretary Wright reminds us how long Iran has been threatening us, especially over at the Strait of Hormuz.
Iran's activities, these pronouncements, their military strikes, all of this, I think, makes it very clear why this military operation was so essential. For 47 years, Iran has threatened the Straits of Hormuz, has attacked its neighbors, has killed U.S. soldiers. Just imagine an Iran that's nuclear armed with a massive weapons arsenal to surround those nuclear weapons. This is why President Trump needed to act now, before, to stop the killing of American soldiers, to stop the destabilization in the region, and to end Iran's ability to threaten energy markets.
That is, again, Energy Secretary Wright. Our National Economics Director Hassett said, if the media is trying to make us look bad economically, they're failing.
First of all, it's not going to last for months. President Trump's team has briefed us that it's going to be 4 to 6 weeks, beginning 2 weeks ago, and that we're ahead of schedule. Second, if it did last for a long time, it wouldn't really do a lot of harm to the U.S. economy. Now, certainly, there'd be pocketbook issues that we'd have to address, but the bottom line is that the U.S. produces so much oil that you can't really get GDP to go negative with an oil shock the way you could in the 70s. So we're in a very strong position, but it's really heightened the strength by the fact that we've got a productivity boom from artificial intelligence, we've got a capital spending boom because of the Big Beautiful Bill, and we've got incomes growing the fastest we've seen since back around 2018. And so all the fundamentals of our economy are really, really strong. If Iran thinks that they're going to get President Trump to back down because they're going to make our economy weak, then they just don't understand economics.
Now, you might think that's just what you would expect from the Trump administration. Paint a rosy picture. Yeah, that's what I would expect. But it doesn't mean it's not factual. And you want a comparison? You want a real comparison? Look where we are now in our nation. And we don't need to have all that oil through the Strait of Hormuz. Other countries do. So we're there to help them as well. But they're not stepping forward. You look at where we are right now compared to where we were under Joe Biden.
We were very aware that we would have short-term disruption. We would cause a little bit of increased prices on Americans. Prices today are still far below what they were in the Biden administration, where they were begging, bartering, and bribing Iran to behave better. We had $5 gasoline in the middle of the Biden administration.
Yeah, and we were giving money to Iran and lifting sanctions so they can continue to build their nuclear weapons. And they want to tell you that's not what we're building, but they would not allow the UN Energy Economic Committee to go in and look. No, just take our word for it. We're not. Coming up, the story behind the story. My flight with the crew of a KC-135 tanker.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I want to share something with you. Cooking a pizza using coal creates an amazing pizza. Only one place to get it, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. Of course, they offer a wide variety of pasta, but you just visit the website NapoliSTL.com, dine in or take out, and get ready for patio season. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Try it. You can thank me later. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. VincentsJewelers.com. VincentsJewelers.com. Finally, March, the season of fresh starts, more daylight, more energy. A perfect time to take a fresh look at your home. Your windows or doors are outdated and efficient? Check with Renewal by Anderson. From your first design consultation through final installation, every detail is handled by one experienced, dedicated team. Clear communication, precise craftsmanship. Renewal by Anderson windows built with our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl. And right now, during our March savings event, take $400 off every window, $800 off every door, and get a free upgrade to Smart Sun Glass. No money down, no payments, no interest for 12 months. But this ends March 31st. Call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS, or visit rbastl.com. rbastl.com. Superior products, exceptional service. When insurance companies know you're represented by Under Law, they know Under is not going to let you be pushed around. Their reputation is built on years of courtroom battles. If you suffer an injury or damage to your property, serve the insurance company notice. You have Under Law on your side, a St. Louis firm you can trust to protect you at every term. Don't settle for less. You want to win? Believe me, Under wins. Under, O-N-D-R, underlaw.com.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Now, Larry Connors with the story behind the story.
Aerial refueling is a skill-intensive process. And it begins with both the tanker and the receiver closing in on each other and maintaining a distance of 100 feet or less to overcome any disruption and turbulence mid-air. Before taking off, the tanker goes through some pre-flight checks. The crew verifies the status of the aircraft's fuel system by checking fuel levels and ensuring that the aircraft's refueling boom, fuel pumps, and valves are up to the mark.
That is, of course, the procedure before they ever take off, obviously. A detailed checklist for a KC-135 tanker. Scott Air Force Base, head of our Air Force Mobility Command, has numerous tankers that have been used. Some years ago, as a TV reporter, I got an opportunity to fly with them. On one of their missions, leaving Scott Air Force Base, going up into Nebraska. Not exactly sure where, I wasn't told where, but we were meeting up with a squadron of fighter jets, and one by one, they came in up under the tanker to be refueled. I got to tell you, it is one of the most amazing video events I've ever participated in. I'm at the window with a boom operator, looking down as this F-14 flies in up under us. You're looking at speeds of 360 miles an hour up to 580, depending, and taking place at 30,000 feet. There are numerous tanks available, flexible tanks, on board the tanker. And all they do is continue to fly as long as they can to meet fighter aircraft at a point where they need fuel so they can stay in the arena of combat. or their patrol, whatever the situation is. They're pumping about 1,000 gallons per minute. But to connect, that's part of the difficult part. The KC-135, the first jet-powered refueling tanker, actually replaced the KC-97 Stratofreighter. The initial task was to deal with strategic bombers used extensively in the Vietnam War and later during Operation Desert Storm to extend the range and endurance of U.S. tactical fighters and bombers, some of them right from the middle of Missouri. In 1950, as the U.S. Air Force operated the first production aerial tanker, again, that was a gasoline-fueled piston engine plane, and again, the flight speeds and so forth were different. But the issue they have to keep in mind at all times is once they are attached, speeds must remain constant. And any sudden gust of air at high altitude could cause issues. We do not know for sure what happened to the KC-135 that went down the other day. We're told it was not friendly fire, and it was apparently refueling with another tanker. There are different ways that planes are refueled. One is to use a strobe. This is basically with the probe, or rather the strobe operator, flying boom actually, is laying on his stomach, looking through glass down below as a fighter jet comes into view. He gets within a certain range, and the boom operator then flies the nozzle right into the port for the fighter jet. And if it's done correctly, it's done fast, and they're out of there. Next one up. They also have a shuttlecock-shaped drogue. You ever play the game with the shuttlecocks with your badminton, hitting it back and forth over net? That's pretty much what it looks like. And this is used for various aircraft to have extended ways to reach the shuttlecock. Very special regarding helicopters because you can't have the blade get too close, obviously. I'll come back to that in a moment. The KC-135 has been supporting our SAC bombers and others since the 1960s. At that time, mid-air fueling of F-105 and F-4 fighter bombers, as well as B-52 bombers. They refueled U.S. Air Force, Navy, and Marine Corps aircraft. They change adapters depending on what the mission is. But it's always a high-altitude mission. It's estimated at 30,000 feet. And in some cases, the KC-135 has to slow down considerably so the other craft can get up close. And every moment has to be a delicate precision.
The tanker uses a rigid tube known as the boom to transfer the fuel to the receiving aircraft during in-flight operations. The boom is an extendable, maneuverable pipe-like structure with a fuel nozzle. It is operated by the boom operator, who is responsible for transferring aviation fuel safely and effectively from one military aircraft to another.
And again, you're looking at 1,000 feet. Or rather, 1,000 gallons per minute can be dispersed. but it is a delicate balance. Two planes flying at least 400 miles per hour and keeping the correct connection to avoid accidents.
There are several possibilities for mishaps during in-flight refueling, which requires the boom operator to make spontaneous decisions to overcome any problem that might occur. The boom operator constantly communicates with the pilot of the receiver aircraft to connect the boom to the receptacle. However, this process is not as easy as it sounds. This is because both the tanker and the receiver aircraft share a 30 to 50 feet boom while traveling at up to 580 miles per hour, and any irregularity in the atmosphere can make the planes roam around. Operator has to anticipate the movement of the receiving aircraft and focus solely on the receptacle until the boom is connected to it.
The boom operator will fly the boom into position as he's communicating with the receiver aircraft. And once we have him in perfect position, we can extend the boom and insert the boom into the receiver's receptacle. Once that contact is made, we can transfer the fuel from our aircraft into there.
And if it's done successfully, routinely, everything's great. Now, I mentioned helicopters earlier. They do not use the boom because they would be in contact with the blades of the helicopters. So many of them have extended ports that extend at a distance from the helicopter. If you've ever seen a helicopter and you weren't sure what that was, that's why that is there. So they can get close enough to put it into the basket that we were talking about earlier and do their refueling.
While the probe and drogue system is typically associated with fixed-wing aircraft, it can also be used for helicopters, like the HH-60G Jayhawk, which is a specialized search and rescue variant of the Sikorsky UH-60 Black Hawk. The HH-60G uses an extendable IFR, in-flight refueling probe, that needs to be plugged into the basket of the tanker's hose and drogue system. This is a challenging task, especially when you need to consider that the helicopter needs to fly near its maximum speed, whereas the tanker needs to fly as slow as it can to conduct in-flight refueling. Moreover, the wake turbulence can make the entire operation bumpy and dangerous because the helicopter's blades can momentarily get quite close to the hose.
And that you do not want to have happen. We did not do any refueling of helicopters on the flight I was on. The boom operator had been at it for several years, experienced but also acknowledged it gets a little scary from time to time. You're watching this fighter jet, you're looking right into the cockpit, come right up under you, and you got to be in right and perfect position to make sure there is no accident. Then we had this tragedy the other day. But there have been recent efforts to get fewer people in the air for such a refueling operation. How would you do that? Well, there is more to the story behind the story.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Do you know why I endorse Cafe Napoli? All the locations? Visit any of them and you will quickly appreciate the quality of food, service, atmosphere. So maybe I'll see you at Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli Kirkwood, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C. Or maybe you'll find me at Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Now you know why I endorse Napoli. NapoliSTL.com.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Now, the end of the story behind the story.
although it is typically related to manned aircraft. The U.S. Air Force has also tested aerial refueling with some technologically advanced UAVs. In April 2015, an X-47B changed the course of aviation history by successfully conducting the first ever autonomous air refueling, AAR. The tailless unmanned aircraft maneuvered behind a Boeing 707 tanker and took almost 4,000 pounds of fuel. This demonstration proved that UAVs are capable of performing standard missions, like aerial refueling, and operating seamlessly alongside a manned aircraft.
And again, the real issue there is fewer service personnel had to be involved. Standard crew on a KC-135 is three. The two pilots and boom operator. When the two collided the other day, by whatever means, and one went down, the one that went down had six on board, possibly taking part in training and learning how to do it in the beginning. Crashed in Western Iraq. Whatever went wrong, they collided, touched, somehow or another, there was no control left. Maybe no wing left on one of them in the process. So we lost six members of our service in what should have been a routine operation. There's nothing routine about these operations. So keep them in your mind. And not that it matters, but two of those killed were young women anxious to serve their country. As you know, we're here every Monday through Friday from 6 to 8. We will be back here again tomorrow, 6 to 8. But we're also going to be starting at noon tomorrow. And Jamie will be off, so no three martini lunch with Jamie. But you can enjoy a shot or two with me if you like. We'll be getting a two-part story behind the story series tomorrow. The Houston Mass Murders. Almost 30 young boys missing, most found later dead after they've been extensively tortured. And we still don't know the full story behind that case. And I was there when it began to unfold. The story behind the story tomorrow.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Bill Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Bill to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 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 John Beal. There's only one place you can get pizza cooked over coals, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Of course, Napoli Brothers has a great selection of pasta dishes. Between the pizza and pasta, trust me, you will not leave hungry. Then, a few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, a wide variety of quality cigars, each offering a unique smoke. That cigar, some premium whiskey, all you need to do is enjoy. Lit Cigar Lounge and Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Chesterfield Valley. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for Our Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Finally, March, the season of fresh starts, more daylight, more energy. A perfect time to take a fresh look at your home. Your windows or doors are outdated and efficient? Check with Renewal by Anderson. From your first design consultation through final installation, every detail is handled by one experienced, dedicated team. Clear communication, precise craftsmanship. Renewal by Anderson windows built with our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl. And right now, during our March savings event, take $400 off every window, $800 off every door, and get a free upgrade to Smart Sun Glass. No money down, no payments, no interest for 12 months. But this ends March 31st. Call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS, or visit RBASTL.com. RBASTL.com. Superior products, exceptional service. Let's be candid, honest. No out-of-state law firm can represent you better than Under Law. O-N-D-E-R. Hometown roots, attorneys living right here with you and your family. When you suffer an injury because someone else was negligent, Under Law will make sure the other party takes full responsibility. You'll get full compensation, not a backroom deal worked out with some insurance companies. And of course, we're moving into the stormy season. And again, when you have a legitimate claim, you should be properly compensated. Under Law does not toy around with adjusters, investigators, lawyers trained to cheat you of what is rightfully yours. Under Law has already recovered millions for families across Missouri and Illinois. Under wins. Not just a catchy phrase, it's a fact. So I'll repeat it. Under wins. Underlaw.com. O-N-D-E-R. Underlaw.com. Wins.
This is News Talk STL.